Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're live from Radio Row, a row of radio. Sort of.
Not quite.
More like a smattering of radios going on.
Not even a smattering. Here's what sucks, and I'm not, it is what it is. We've been on Radio Rows before, and it gets loud.
Yeah.
We sit next to the loudest guy. there's.
I don't know, man. Some of the Latin stations.
Ooh.
I mean, they had
let's
a
not forget,
party.
Let's not forget XM.
Oh, my God.
Because they cursed.
We were at McGregor and Mayweather. We were right next to Barstool, and it was Floyd Mayweather Sr. getting into a fight with, their guy, Robbie Fox, the guy who does their MMA. He was dressed as Conor McGregor getting ready to fight Floyd Mayweather's father. That was a bit of a zoo for sure. But this will be a fun week. I'm looking forward to it.
It is. We haven't even really talked about the game yet.
No,
there'll be plenty of it.
We'll obviously get a lot of it. And we got media day tonight or media night tonight, so I'm sure we'll bring you a lot of sound. But look, man,
are you going
to Marlins Park?
I don't know, because I'm trying to plan out my week, and I'm going to the boxing match on Thursday at the Meridian. I'm 50-50 on going to the Heat tomorrow. I'm not going to go tonight.
Hey, where are you sleeping?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was offered a bedroom at my wife's cousin's house.
Where's that?
They live in downtown. They live down here.
Okay.
So maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
Right.
But I gotta go see my family too. I like them. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. All right. Your code word this hour: eat, eat, EAT. Text that to 72881. And you are registered. Leroy's eating muffins right now.
Let me explain something to you. I was hoodwinked because I saw a dude on another station over there. He was eating with a fork.
Oh.
Now, when you see them bringing muffins and rolls and stuff and you, like, see somebody eating with a fork, I'm like, All right, maybe we got some substance. He was eating fruit.
Oh.
It was nothing but yogurt and fruit.
Yeah, I was, you know, yesterday I was out to lunch. It was my mother-in-law's birthday, and so my sister-in-law brings a cake. It was a cake topped with fruit. I was like,
that's not a cake.
What is this lame-ass cake that you brought here?
It's like when you have that, what is that, fruit tart?
Yeah.
That kind of looks like a cheesecake.
And somebody asked at the table to my son, do you want my kiwi? I'm like, does he look like he wants kiwi? Are you serious?
I'm 100% against kiwi.
I've never had a kiwi.
No, I refuse.
When I had a pet iguana back in the day, he loved kiwi. His name was Spike.
No, but that, like, yeah. Who my
New Zealanders are okay though. The kiwis of the New
Zealand. Oh, of course.
Steven Adams,
big fan.
I really
is
like.
Vasilevich,
I'm not.
Is he Australian?
No,
or kiwi?
Vasilevich is Australian, but Sam Warnenberg is from New Zealand.
Yeah, love that guy.
I'm not a kiwi guy.
Anyway, we will get you some of the stuff, obviously, with the Kobe Bryant news yesterday. We'll get you some of the sound and headlines. Robbie will give us some of the reaction around the league when it comes to the passing of the great Kobe Bryant and, tragically, his 13-year-old daughter dying in a helicopter crash along with seven others. So, real, real tragedy. Let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Shaquille O'Neal, he tweeted, there are no words to express the pain I'm going through now with this tragic and sad moment of losing my niece Gigi and my friend, my brother, and my partner in winning championships, my dude and my homie. I love you, and you will be missed. My condolences go out to the Bryant family and the families of the other passengers on board. And he goes, I'm sick right now.
Jeez.
I would imagine, man, that, like, the other thing that people, you know, misunderstand about sports is that you see what Kobe and Shaq went through. You see what other guys go through. But at the end of the day, they were friends.
Yeah.
You know, and I think fans sometimes lose that there's a difference in being competitive and just hating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, sometimes
it's also one of those things, like, I get it. Like, you know, if you have a guy like Kobe and a guy like Shaq, like, Shaq is like the biggest thing known to man. He knew he was the complete on-off switch guy.
Right.
Knew when
it
was time to crank it
up. He was the anti-Kobe.
Yeah.
He ain't staying late. He going to live.
Right.
He ain't staying late because he missed 17 straight free throws. He like, I get it tomorrow.
Yep.
Right. But that's the personality. That's how personalities can. We see it now with Jimmy Butler. Right. You know, part of the problems Jimmy Butler had on other teams is he demanded a level of excellence.
Yep.
And the younger generation took that the wrong way. You know, now he's here and the organization that he plays for makes the same demands
right.
that he has. He fits right in.
But the crazy thing is, man, if that breakup doesn't happen, what are the Heat today? You know, like,
right.
what are they? Like,
right.
If you don't have the rift between Kobe and Shaq getting traded to Miami,
what are they? Right.
You know, because you're not a championship organization, I guess. I mean, maybe you don't put it out. I mean, you know, Wade became one of the elite players of the league, but he still had Shaq by his side. Shaq is, you know, first year here was an MVP, got robbed by Steve Nash.
I would say that. They don't win their first championship till LeBron.
If LeBron comes.
Yeah. No, he still comes.
Do we know?
He still comes because.
What if they go to the Bulls?
Yeah.
At that point, D-Wade was here, and that's who he was friends with.
And the Heat were the only team that could afford LeBron, D-Wade,
right.
and Chris Bosh.
Like, I don't think the Shaq thing impacted what the Heat did years later.
I don't know, man.
I would say this. It does solidify the way Pat Riley did business.
Yes.
And so from that standpoint, how he positions himself to get a Shaq or a player of that
first Orca.
That level, right. That never changed. If they stay together and he can never get that big name player, maybe he feels like, okay, we got to start building this through the draft.
What else you got, Robbie?
So Mike Breen, he was on the call Saturday night for when the Lakers are taking on the Sixers when LeBron passed Kobe
right.
On the scoring record, and he was also on the call for doing his local New York Knicks TV job. The Knicks were playing the Nets yesterday, and he had this to say before the game.
Clyde, on my way into the arena, I thought of Bill Gallo. Gallo is the legendary sports cartoonist that. When Thurman Munson passed away, the next day he had an unbelievably touching cartoon. And it was his two characters that he had, Basement Bertha and Yucky. And the cartoon read, Basement Bertha saying, "No, Yucky, I just don't feel like playing ball today." And she was crying. And that's the way I think a lot of us feel here tonight. Just don't feel like broadcasting. I know a lot of the players, don't feel like playing. It's just a sad, sad day.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. Like I said, it was like a shot, man, to you. So the players, a lot of these players don't know Michael.
Unbelievable. I know Kyrie didn't play. Kyrie left.
He left.
Yeah,
right.
Him and Kobe.
Because they were really close.
Him and Kobe were close.
I mean, what do you – I get however way players wanted to handle it. You know what I mean? There's no set rules to dealing with
how
that.
How do you handle something like that?
Right.
You know?
There's no set way of doing it. One of the reasons why I can appreciate what Kyrie did was because maybe he didn't want to have to deal with the media. And maybe he didn't want to have – he wanted to grieve in his own way.
Yeah.
And I think – he kind of took himself out of the equation so that he could do that, whereas other people didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah. I don't think you're wrong there. I don't think that, especially a guy like him who gets scrutinized a lot about what he says in front of a microphone.
Right. Like he, you know, he's trying so hard to be honest about what he's thinking that it sometimes doesn't come across, you know, in a way that shows he's being honest.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying he's lying, but it's just so out there that sometimes people are like, he's not serious.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, it was rough watching some of the people had games to broadcast, and like they had, like watching the Pro Bowl, they had to like, I mean, I don't know how they were able to do the game, but they were going on about Kobe out the first part of the game, and then they had to like go back to calling the game, which was weird. Yeah. They just transitioned. Here's Lamar Jackson, and it was just really, really like awkward, and everybody's in a bad situation.
There's no good way to do it. Yeah. Like you know, everybody thinks you're gonna go up there and. You know, you're supposed to wax poetic on this type of stuff and keep a job going. Like, there's no good way to do it.
There's a lot of situations in life where we handle them just like you would handle them. And I think when you see that, it becomes more evident by all the different people and the roles that they have in basketball and in life, seeing how they react to it. And it's like, okay, that dude's real. I mean, one of the things you could say what you want about Pop, right? First thing he said was, yeah, good game, whatever. Nobody gives a damn about this game.
Who cares?
Right? That's real, a real person reacting in a real way. Mm-hmm. But he got an opportunity to do that because that 2.5 hours of the game let him get his mind ready to deal with this moment. You know, a lot of guys didn't. So it's hard because no matter where you are, right, like it affects you. You start thinking about, you know, how this affects you. And, where are my kids? Where is my wife? Is everybody okay?
There's also I think there's also an element with Pop, too. Like he knows that he is older and,
right,
you know, has just dealt with personal tragedy with his wife passing away. And these are a lot of young guys, man. Like, a lot of young people don't know how to deal with death. Mm-hmm. Kobe just got done playing basketball. Like, what do you mean the life's over? He's supposed to have the life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these guys, this dude just won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Right.
An Oscar. You know, this guy was nailing post-basketball life. And you know, especially the dad stuff. Like, that's stuff we all do. You know, I mean, you know, it's obviously on a higher profile, but, like, you know, I'm seeing the clips of like him talking about his daughter on Kimmel, where he's like, oh, is she gonna make the WNBA? He goes, oh yeah, and, you know, because she would get mad when people come up to Kobe and say that he has to have a son. Talking about that, it's like, man, like, yeah, I mean, he's got to be so proud of his kid in that regard, that she has that part of him with him, you know, from a standpoint that she has that kind of passion for something that he put so much of his life into,
right?
You know, that's, you know, I think a lot of us just hope that stuff that, you know, you just, you know, whatever it comes with the complexity of being a parent, we all like seeing, you know, one of my favorite things about being a dad is seeing those little windows of yourself and your kids.
Oh,
you just,
yeah.
You're just like, oh, man.
You don't know whether to, don't do that or
yeah.
Make you warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
You know?
So I couldn't imagine the joy that he was feeling. And I mean, just the for that to be erased, those are the things in life where you're just like, man, that's not fair. And mm-hmm. And yeah, I know that I know 7 others lost their lives. It just, you know, this is the guy whose life was in, this is literally thrown in our face.
Right.
This image of him.
I know.
This image of him and his little girl, you know, being on the bench talking about something that we all watched him do.
Right.
You know, has been you know, making the rounds for weeks. And I'm just like, I couldn't get that out of my head all day yesterday. It was really.
And we have the sound of Greg Popovich after his game yesterday.
Okay.
Everybody's pretty emotional about the tragedy with Kobe, and all of us know what a great player he was. But he went beyond great playing. He was a competitor that goes unmatched, and it's what made him. As a player, so attractive to everybody, that focus, that competitiveness, that will to win. And even more importantly than that, we all feel a deep sense of loss for what he meant to all of us in so many ways, and so many millions of people loved him for so many different reasons. It's just a tragic thing that there are no words that can describe how everybody feels about it. So we all think about the family and the process that they're going to be going through now. That's where all our thoughts should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's well said by Pop. Well said. We roll on here. If you guys can text the show 67974. I know a lot of people are texting thoughts on Kobe Bryant, stuff like that. If you guys missed what Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade had to say about it, we'll bring you that. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy live from Radio Row at the Miami Beach Convention Center for Super Bowl 54. Yep. Robbie the Degenerate is here with us as well.
Y'all don't remember when this song came out, the remake, when Biggie died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faith Hill and Puffy doing some crazy dance in all white.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, this is, we've been, you know, I haven't touched much are we allowed to say Super Bowl, or is this a big game situation? What am I allowed to say?
As long as you're not advertising.
Yeah,
okay, cool. We haven't talked much about the Super Bowl today, so, we will, I'm sure dive more into it, everybody's in. I know everybody flew in yesterday and all that type of stuff.
Yep.
And all the fans, I'm sure Kansas City. I wonder who do you think is in more for a shock, the Kansas City fans or San Francisco? It's gotta be the Kansas City fans, right? They're waltzing into... I'm just talking about, like, the city, experiencing Miami.
It's hard to – see, here's the crazy thing. Like, everybody talks about, you know, playing in the cold and this and that. Well, you know, they're not from there, right? Like, all the players and stuff, who's in more shock from the city?
Oh, yeah,
not from there.
I was just talking about the fans. Like
your fans?
You had to go on Kansas City Radio to give everyone – to tell people what to do in Kansas City.
They were like, oh, should we stay around the stadium? I was like –
Hey, wait! If you decide where you gonna stay now, too late.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did wonder that though. Like, when do you start booking? Like, if your team gets to the AFC Championship, do you start booking?
Here's what happens. There's two hotels that are reserved for whatever team is flying in. So, for example, if it would have been Tennessee and Green Bay, the same two hotels would have had the same amount of rooms available for those teams.
For the players, though, right?
And
fans?
It's big rooms. You're talking – the hotels are not, like, small. Like, usually they stay in the –
But did they get
those – they stay in the Turnberry?
No, I'm saying, like, do you get – like, when you say they reserve the rooms, like, they reserve the rooms for the team, and then who gets to stay there? Like, season ticket holders?
The team and, like, it's like the packages and stuff. Like, they reserve it for those teams. So, like, if you're a Green Bay person, once you figure out the Green Bay Packers aren't in it, like, okay, you're out.
I just, I hope there's not a lot of Kansas City fans staying at Stadium Hotel.
Here's the problem. Like so many other things down here, right? Somebody going to see a picture, and they're going to get it from the right angle.
Oh, dude, you can get
somebody. You know how many bum hotels stayed in?
All you need to do here, you need to be like an Instagram ass model, where you just need to put the cheeks up on the sink to make them perk up a little bit. Like, you just need to get an up angle of some water. You can make any background look like an oasis down here.
Exactly. It happened, and bless her heart, my wife falls for this all the time. Every time we take a trip. Because her most important thing is, my most important thing is, I need you to have all the things I need to just enjoy my stay. It doesn't have to be a 5-star, but it can't be a 1-star. My wife looks at price first, and then she'll work her way back and say, that's not bad. That's not – okay, good.
You know what I do now is I search places on Instagram by location. So now you can get actual pictures of people staying there, instead of their gussied up pictures.
Oh.
So now I can get a better idea of, like, well, how nice is this place actually?
Or, like, how often do we see the picture of the gym in the hotel?
Right.
And they got the 17 mirrors in there, so they deflect. It looks like it's a looks big as this room right here, and you get in there as a bike and a elliptical.
That's all there. And
that's all there.
And
is.
That's it. But it's like, wasn't this supposed to be like a? Wasn't this supposed to be like a huge spin class? It's like, yeah, oh well, mirrors. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Instagram search by location. That's been my big go-to whenever I'm like, all right, am I gonna make the jump officially here on a buy? I don't know. So. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
I know the last time, it was down here in New Orleans played in it, and all my friends came from New Orleans. They were like, I said, hey, man, where'd you stay? They said, oh, in my car.
That's it? They stay in the car?
Yes. I know got people that stayed in their car. They go, yeah, man, we saving our money for liquor. I'm like, wow.
Priorities in line.
I say, well, y'all ain't staying here, cause I can already tell, I don't need that. I don't need that in my life right now. But a lot of them stayed here. A lot of them stayed. You know, they go up to almost Deerfield.
To stay.
And so
Deerfield's not a bad drive to the stadium. Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna have the best. You're not gonna get the Miami experience.
You're not
gonna
go back and forth. I know people that stayed in Naples.
Whoa.
Oof.
Right. So what they did was. They came over here and stayed like earlier in the week, and then when it got close to the Super Bowl, they went and stayed in Naples, and then, you know, but to them, they said an hour and a half drive to get to South Beach. They were fine with it.
I might have to do something similar to that if I go to Vegas for the draft. I might have to do something similar, like, you know.
You could just be like the McGregor fans, go to New York, sleep on a bench.
Yeah, that's what
they did.
Dude.
Or just gamble and stay up and gamble.
No. Yeah, like, the bad thing about you can't go into gambling assuming how long you're going to play. You got to kind of feel the room.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because if you get on a hot streak, you're going to ride it out a little bit longer. And if you get on a cold streak, you might take a break or so sooner. You can't start chasing.
I wanted to play this because we played this in the first hour. But I know that some people are going into work. You know, we've been talking a lot, of course, about the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and those seven others in the helicopter crash yesterday. It really, really shook up everybody. And one person, I think, in particular with ties to the Heat, we wanted to hear from was Dwayne Wade. And, you know, he was live tweeting as it was happening. But, you know, he was pretty busted up about it yesterday. He made a long video on his social media. Him and Kobe were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the video I thought of yesterday was he did the interview with KG talking about about Kobe Bryant's competitiveness. And you remember when Dwayne Wade broke his nose in the All-Star game? And so everybody was so mad at Dwayne Wade for breaking his nose in the All-Star game. Yeah. And Kobe Bryant, like, called him and he goes, I love it. And so, like, that's become, like, one of these famous memes of just Dwayne Wade going, I love it.
Yeah.
But here's D-Wade yesterday. This was on his Instagram page.
Today is one of the saddest days in my lifetime. It seems like a bad dream. You just want to wake up from. It's a nightmare. I know we all feel the same way about such a great leader, such a great champion. A great person. If you got a chance to know Kobe, you got a chance to really know Kobe. There ain't nobody better, man. Emotions are all over the place. These are the moments when you ask why.
Man. So yeah, D-Wade really busted up about his friend yesterday. Nothing from. So you guys said the Clippers and Lakers play tomorrow.
They play tomorrow night. Yeah, that happens to be their next game.
All right.
It is a Lakers home game.
Yeah, I don't think we've a lot of people have put posts and stuff, but LeBron, I don't think we've heard anything from him yet. There was video of him crying yesterday, but that's got it. You know, I don't know how close the relationship was. It seemed like it was getting a lot closer, especially as Kobe didn't play anymore. But that's got to be really, really weird for LeBron because of the night they had before.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, they, you know, LeBron passed him. You know, there was always this thing when LeBron joined the Lakers, like, what are Kobe fans going to feel like for LeBron? Remember, there was the mural that was defaced and all that stuff when he first joined LA, and you know, all that true Laker stuff and whatnot. So for Kobe to kind of like say, like, oh, this is great, this is good for LeBron passing and putting the message on social media, embracing him afterwards, that's got to be super strange for him to have all those great moments with him that night before on such a public setting, and then that happens, you know, half a day later. I mean, you know, so I'm sure that's got to be a pretty awful situation for him, and knowing, like you said, Leroy, knowing that there's going to be a lot of microphones in his face at some point, because that's just who he is.
Yeah, man. You just like, yeah, I think we have circumstances in sports or in life that humanizes, you know, all of the athletes, the coaches, you know, the people around sports. And we tend not to treat them as humans. So, like, you know, this is a real-life situation. This has nothing to do with sports. But some of the media will approach these athletes as if they're not experiencing the same thing you are. And I think at some point, you know, we need to understand that, man, they may be grieving more than we are. Like, the personal relationships that they had. Again, it's a small-knit community. It's very tight. The older group of NBA players and the younger, they kind of coexist more than any other sport, you know. So it would be very easy for, say, a D. Wade or a younger, say, a Justice Winslow to give Barkley a call and holler at him.
Yeah.
You know, for Bam to call Barkley. Like, it would be, like, very easy for that to happen. That doesn't happen like that in other sports.
Yeah. I mean, even Tyler Herro, who's just turned 20, was, you know, I think immediately after the game, after it was like, you know, like retire his number league wide.
Which is what the Mavericks are already
doing. Which the Mavericks are doing. The Mavericks are retiring number 24.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, even somebody as young as him, that's one of those things, too. I think, like, would you say, Leroy, probably basketball is the game where you probably impersonate, like, the person you're trying to play, like, the most, like,
well,
when you're growing up?
Make no mistake about it. Everything that Kobe did looked just like Jordan.
Right.
Except for
100%.
The dunking. Right? I mean, Jordan had some mad hops, and Jordan was a little bit taller.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. When you thought, oh, who is Kobe trying to emulate? You thought Michael Jordan.
Yep.
You know? So, from that standpoint.
Especially when he shaved
his
head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shaved his head.
Changed the number. Yeah.
Changed the number. All that stuff.
Changed the number.
Oh, man. We'll be back with more after this.
Once again. Flawless. Come on.
Right. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Kobe's track with Tyra Banks, Leroy. I'm in search for the one that make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore the spotlight light for grandma? My dumb fault, how I found the oil, said I searched for. There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can they complete the package? All I date is actresses. The play is safe to them. My money ain't bait, but I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she puts your bucket in 6 months with some mad chips. Hey, man. Hey, man.
Pretty good. Adidas,
Robbie's bobbing his head to it. He likes it.
Really? Vlad, does this even get five?
Everybody, he's like, eh.
Right.
So we're live here from Radio Row. Super Bowl week. We, you know, we got the Chiefs and the 49ers are in town. Patrick Mahomes. I got a big old picture of Jimmy Garoppolo there. Didn't that be a picture of their running back?
Most certs.
Well,
yeah.
Probably by the time they got this, they couldn't get it quick enough.
Oh, all right. Just making sure.
I would tell you what.
I just see you throw it eight times. I mean, hey, you get a poster. You get a big poster.
Get McGlinchey on there, the tackle.
I'm going to tell you right now. I just heard, what was it, this weekend I was listening to the radio going to the golf course. And they had a stat on everybody goes into games like this and just pick the best quarterback.
Right.
Go look at the Super Bowls and look at the record if you were to just do that. It's not good.
Not great?
No. But we still do it. And what kills me is this. With all the numbers you have out there to make a selection or to decide who's going to win the game, we always go with the quarterback thing. We always think we have to have a quarterback to win. Yet that's not accurate, and we won't get off of those takes. Why is that?
I don't know.
On that take. I do think you need, you know, you need a competent quarterback. You need a quarterback that's going to make plays periodically. But to win consistently, that's not necessarily the first, you know, requirement. And like people say, in order to win a Super Bowl, first things first, I got to have a quarterback. That's not true. I don't think it's true.
It is going to be interesting, though, like if he does go win, because they do have that entire package of everything. Like they're definitely taking – like the 49ers are the more well-rounded team.
Right.
And all that. But, like, you know, Casey's got the guy.
Casey's got the guy, and they got the offense.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, what – like, these games usually go ugly. If San Francisco comes out and runs it down their throat, uh-oh.
But Kansas City's a team that can come back. Like, they can come,
they can come back, but they still have offense they haven't used yet in San Francisco because they haven't had to throw the ball a lot. So you still don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is good enough, even though you've seen him do it.
Right.
But you don't know. You think Kansas City is going to go in and say, hey, let's worry about this play action. Jimmy Garoppolo could kill us on this. No. They're worried about one thing, stopping the run. Mm-hmm. And to a certain extent, that could hurt them because San Francisco has a lot more offense than they've had to show in the two games they played leading up to this.
Well, Kansas City was able to hold Derrick Henry to 69 yards.
Okay, but here's the difference, and I'm glad you brought that up, Robbie.
That's what I do.
Uh-oh.
Because here's the difference. Derrick Henry is a guy that needs to get going. Mm-hmm. So basically what you do with him is you blitz the gap, you rush where you think he's going to run, and you stand everybody up. Get push off the ball. That hurts him.
Somebody else.
But Mozart has enough quickness to move and cut that if you do that and he cuts it back,
text writes in, why does Leroy hate quarterbacks so much? Who hurt him?
No, that's not true. That's not – here. Here's what happens. And I tell this story I say this to people all the time.
Right.
The only reason why it sounds that way is because down here we have made the whole team's success – is missed or made on a quarterback.
Yes.
And I'm so against that, right, that I don't care who your quarterback was, you're not going to win games if your team's ranked 32nd in the league. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it crosses over to think that I hate quarterbacks. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, it's all good, though. We're going to get Tua. It's going to be fixed, man. I can't wait. Robbie, how excited are you going to have a quarterback next year? I'm excited. A lot of needs are going to get met.
No, a lot of needs.
I'm excited for the three draft
picks. And would you believe
the other
best thing is that he doesn't play the first year, no matter what.
I mean, it's all right. We've already waited this long. No, you just got to get him in-house. No. Just got to get him in-house.
I believe all your positivity.
Oh, yeah.
Until this.
No. You don't know me.
Here's it. The old smoke. You want me to tell you why?
Why?
Because you are the first guy. Let's just see what he's got.
I do like seeing what guys got. But I already know that the Dolphins have themselves a great, you know, bridge quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's going to be entertaining enough. Don't have to have the pressure this year of, hey, oh, is he going to win games or because you got the quarterback. So
when does the oath expire?
It expired already.
It's expired.
We got to re-up.
If you want to, it's up to you.
Robbie,
we're going to be able to go out there, and we're going to have some razzle dazzle from Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's going to have the beard. It's going to be great. He's going to have the good Miami offseason tan. It's going to be fantastic.
You know, birthdays come up again.
Oh, that's right around this time of year.
Here's Here's the thing. You've been saving up money?
Me?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
The bill is due. The bill. Wait.
Yeah, it's a non.
Fitzpatrick?
It's an inconsequential bill. Right. Like, it's house money I'm paying this bill with. I might as well just have it on the hotel's tab at this point.
Right.
Because I already won. I already have my nest egg of Tua.
We got an amateur here on the text line. Leroy, Brady has won 6 Super Bowls, boxed in. You gave him credit for the first one. They won in spite of him.
And the last one.
Yeah. Brady is elite. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that before Brady took over, they had a team around him that will enable him to grow and not lean on him as much as, like, you think you would want to lean on a quarterback. His first Super Bowl he wasn't very good, right? Same thing with Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, neither was he in the last one. They scored 13 points.
Right. So, like, again, that's how we do this. That's how we do this.
Yeah, welcome to sports.
Right.
I think, you know, with this halftime show coming up, you could bet on just about anything. You could bet about whether DJ Khaled is going to make an appearance, whether Will Smith is going to make an appearance or not. I think that Shakira is doing the halftime show with J-Lo, and if she busts out a Hips Don't Lie, Tua should come up and start busting out his hips.
Or Dak.
Or Dak.
Could you imagine Dak and Tua doing
that? Just to up the draft status?
Yeah,
I hope he doesn't do that because I want him to fall to 5. Yeah. I don't want him to trade up.
Isn't it a sad day in sports when we say, I want him to fall to 5?
Yeah.
Really?
You got to protect.
The Dolphins can't afford to trade up.
Yeah, I don't want to trade up.
Who you think somebody's going to trade? Well, I would say this.
Detroit's the wild card. They're always they're shopping.
Did they fall in love with Herbert? Did Herbert do enough to impress this weekend, Robbie? What was
Herbert was Senior Bowl MVP.
Here. Like, I was going back and forth with Omar Kelly.
Oh, really? You guys are friends now?
No. Just because I don't like his takes don't mean I don't, like, have conversations.
Well, I know you've infiltrated their studio when he's guest hosted, so I didn't know if you guys have
no,
a bond now.
I'll always tell him what, you know, I don't like.
Yeah,
like, that's fine.
Okay.
So he was like, oh, man, this Herbert, whoo, you know? And I'm like, isn't this exactly what everybody said was going to happen before the year started?
I mean, he does.
That he's going to get to the Senior Bowl and just wow everybody.
I mean, he does have the arm. And he's got the hair.
Yeah.
Right.
He's going to cut the hair.
Hey, are you going to fall for it?
If the Dolphins draft him, I'm definitely going to fall for it.
We got no choice.
I got no choice. Whoever the Dolphins draft, I'm going to talk myself into.
All right. Now, here's the kicker. Because all I'm trying to do is give you a slight window into how people would think, right? And here's a dummy.
Oh,
Leroy, last 10 Super Bowls, who has won the quarterback has won the MVP. Like, that's just anyway. like, be stupid on your own time.
This is Leroy time.
Yeah. So, if Herbert and Tua or even in the same conversation,
right,
which they are now.
Yeah.
Would you take Herbert over Tua because he's healthy?
I don't know, because it's
if you have, but if we're having the conversation, I just put, look, you just let Herbert in.
Yeah.
Before he wasn't even in.
Well,
he wasn't in town.
He just. I mean, you know, the hair is so beautiful, and I don't. You know, I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, I mean, you know, he's got the look. He's got prototype. Prototype. I'm looking at him, just like, ah. But then I'm looking at Jordan Love, and I'm just like, you know, maybe he can be next Mahomes. You know, he's got the whole toolbox, Robbie. I don't know.
He's got the arm. He's got the legs.
But then maybe Tua is Lefty Marino. I don't know.
No.
Beautiful, beautiful ball throwing.
If I can put this another way, who is closer to being who you think they are at the moment?
I think Tua is who we think he is.
Not healthy though.
No, but you're asking me from a skill set. Who do I think we would know would be good?
I'm just saying.
I think it's him.
You have more questions with Tua than you do with Herbert.
Not from a talent standpoint. I don't.
No. Talent doesn't get you on the field. Health does.
Honestly,
health
is the only question mark with Herbert.
Football is a giant one.
Understood. But Herbert, I don't know about the leadership quality.
Inconsistency.
Inconsistency. You know, is he a mope? I don't know.
A lot of his passes thrown during the season were screen passes. His down the field throwing is suspect at best.
You know? Okay. You know, and then you look at this year and you're just like, oh, maybe De'Aaron King had an amazing year. Maybe we'll just go draft him the next year. I don't know. I don't know because he led the Canes to a national championship. Who knows? Oh, who knows? It's all out there, Leroy. So many things I could talk myself into. We're live here from Radio Row, Super Bowl 54 at the Miami Beach Convention Center. We are back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.